Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Pesachim Daf Samach Vav, and we're starting about the 10th line at the two dots with the words Rav Baba Shem Rav Yuda, and Vilzer's daf is right at the beginning of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her neshama should have an aliyah. Now the Mishnah talks about the psul of Yotzei that karbonos could be Karban Pesach or other karbonos, all are limited to a certain area. It could be they have to be within Yerushalayim. Some of them have to stay within the Azara or the Beis Hamikdash compound, and the psul of Yotzei is that they're not allowed to go beyond that. If they do, then they're pusul. Then the Mishnah described what's considered inside and what's considered outside. So all these areas have a wall, and the basic idea is that min ha'agaf lefnim kelefnim, min ha'agaf lechutz kelechutz, that from the doorway or the thickness of the wall towards the inside is the inside, and from the thickness of the wall towards the outside is the outside. Now the question is, what about the thickness of the wall itself, or the place where the door technically takes up? Is that considered inside or outside? And that's what the Gemara addresses. Rav Bas says b'shem Rav Yuda, like kitchu tachas ha'agaf shebi Yerushalayim. When we're discussing the wall of Yerushalayim, the area where the door takes up, meaning the thickness of the wall, the part where the door is, that's not kadosh like Yerushalayim, it's considered a chol, it's considered outside. And the question is why? So Rav Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, K'dei shu metzoyroim ginim tachteim b'chav b'nei chav b'gushem b'nei gshamim. So the metzoyroim, a person who has saras, can find protection there in the summer because of the sun and in the winter because of the rain. We know the person who has saras is sent out of all three camps. There's Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, Machne Yisrael. All of Yerushalayim is considered Machne Yisrael. So metzoyroim were sent outside Yerushalayim. And where are they going to find protection when they're outside Yerushalayim? They're out in the open. Therefore, the thickness of the wall, the doorway, does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim, so they could stand there for protection from the sun or the rain. We continue with Chavasan. Similarly, we're dealing with the wall of Har Bayis. It's the same thing, that the thickness of the doorway also does not have Kedushas Har Bayis, so that Zavim, a person who's Tamei with Ziva, they're sent out of Machne Leviya, so they can't be on Har Bayis at all. They also could stay underneath there to find protection from the sun during the summer and from the rains during the winter. Har Dimar says it's not a raya. Metzaira ain't le'echin l'hagain. A Metzaira who's outside the wall of Yerushalayim, he has nowhere to find protection. No one lives outside Yerushalayim. There's nothing in that area. It's completely empty. So therefore, he needs to find protection within the thickness of the wall. Whereas Zav, Yeshla Eichel Lagein, a Zav who was sent out of Har Bayis, he has a place to find protection. B'chol Yerushalayim, he's allowed to walk around the whole Yerushalayim. That's perfectly fine. And there's plenty of places where he could go over there. So that's not a reason to say that the thickness of the wall of the Har Bayis does not have Kedushas Har Bayis. However, Yechon Bar Medaya says B'shem Rapinchas Min Madanan Chami Rabbanan Shlochan Sandalei Hoin Tachas Agu Shal Har Bayis. From the fact that we see the Rabbanan taking off their shoes in the thickness of the door of the Har Bayis, we know that one is not allowed to go into Har Bayis with shoes. So when we watch Rabbanan going into Har Bayis, they take their shoes off in the doorway. Hadamar that tells us Shaloi Kitchu Tachas Agav Shel Har Bayis, that this area of the thickness of the doorway of the Har Bayis is not kadosh with Kedushas Har Bayis, or else they wouldn't be allowed to take off their shoes over there. Now we ask in regards to something else. Rav Shaloi Rav Chiya Rabba. Rav asked Rav Chiya Rabba, Gagas Yerushalayim Mahein. What about the roofs of Yerushalayim? Do they have Kedushas Yerushalayim, which would mean that we're allowed to sit on the roof and eat our Karban Pesach, or no? So Amar Lehi, he told him, from the fact that there's this mashal, there's this line, there's this saying that people have, we can learn the answer. What is it that people say? Pischa b'zeisa. The Karban Pesach is a kezayis. This refers to the fact that there was always so many people registered to one Karban Pesach that they were only able to get one little kezayis of meat from the Pesach. And the statement continues, v'halelya misbayagarya. The halal they would sing would break the roof. During eating the Karban Pesach, they would sing halal. And so this line tells us that the halal was so powerful, everyone was singing so lustily and loudly that it's like the roof was breaking. Well, Hada Amr, this tells us the Gagis Yerushalayim Kodesh, that the roofs of Yerushalayim are Kodesh, because if the Halel is breaking the roof, that means that they're on the roof eating their Karban Pesach, singing Halel. So it must be that the roofs are Kodesh. However, Yirmiyah quotes from Yasha, who quotes from Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, who says B'shem Rav, not a Raya, Gagis Yerushalayim Chol. The roofs of Yerushalayim actually could be Chol, and you want to say, but what about this line that everyone says, that their Halel that they would sing would break the roof? That's already answered in Bavli, that they would eat their Karban Pesach inside their house. After they finished, they would go up onto the roof to sing Halel. So there's no raya the roofs are kadosh. However, the Gemara continues asking about Taninon. We learned in the Mishnah, Min ha'agaf lefnim kelefnim, min ha'agaf lechutz kelechutz, that from the doorway and inside is like inside, from outside is outside, and the roofs of Yerushalayim are obviously with inside the wall of Yerushalayim. So how could you say that the roofs are not kadosh? Everything within the wall is kadosh. We can explain as follows. Begag mevutzer la'avir chatzer himasnisa. Our Mishnah is talking about a roof which is open into a chatzer. In other words, you're right. Every single roof in Yerushalayim that's open to a classic chatzer, that's considered in Yerushalayim, and so the roof has Kedushas Yerushalayim. What we're discussing is the roofs that are at the wall of Yerushalayim, meaning the house is basically attached to the wall, if you will, and so this roof is not necessarily considered in the wall of Yerushalayim, because in a way, it's part of the wall of Yerushalayim. However, we continue asking about Taninon. We had also learned in the Mishnah, Hachalonos v'oivi hachayim kelefnim. Any windows in the wall of Yerushalayim, and the thickness of the wall itself is also considered like inside Yerushalayim, and these roofs that we're discussing are still within the thickness of the wall. The house is attached to the wall, and the roof also, but it's still within the thickness of the wall, and so these roofs still should have Kedushas Yushalayim. So our answer is yes, you're right, but that's not what we're discussing, because Oid Hi Begag Mevotzer La'Aver Chatzar Hi Masnisa, this is also referring to a roof which is within the airspace of the walls of Yushalayim. There's actually a double wall of Yushalayim, the outer one and the inner one. So of course, any roof within Yushalayim, even if it's on the wall, is still considered to be in Yushalayim, because the wall that it's attached to or part of is the inner wall of Yushalayim, and that's the thickness of the wall that we're referring to in the Mishnah has Kedushas Yushalayim. So of course that roof has Kedushas Yushalayim. And Vasek Hahi the Amar of Acha B'Sherem Chinuna, this is just like where Rav Acha said in Nir Chinuna, the pasuk tells us Vayabel Chel V'Chayma, and he caused the Chel and the Chayma to mourn. This is referring to destruction of Yushalayim, and it mentions Chel and Chayma, which are two different types of walls. What's this referring to? Shura Ubar Shura. Shura is referring to the Chayma, that's a regular wall which is very tall, and Bar Shura is the Chel, which is a shorter wall that was inside the higher outer wall. And so we see there's actually two walls, one within the other. We now move on to ask on the Mishnah, if the thickness of the wall, meaning the top of the wall, is Kadosh, so for sure a window within the wall is Kadosh. The Mishnah had said, that windows in the wall and the thickness of the wall on top of it is like inside. And so that's the question, if the top of the thickness of the wall is considered inside, so of course a window that's cut out of the wall is considered inside. What's the Chiddush? Amar Bachi answers, the whole Chiddush is specifically regarding a window that's on top of the door. Avagav the Tamar, even though we had said before, that within the doorway of the wall of Yerushalayim is not Kadosh with Kedushas Yerushalayim, still, Chalon Shal Gabe Agav Kitchu, a window which is right above that doorway, that is Kadosh, and that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. And Tonim Shem Rehuda, it was Tonim Rehuda, Mechila Shetachas HaHechol, Chol, Vegagos HaHechol, Kadosh. Tunnels that are underneath the Hechol, they're considered Chol, they're not Kadosh, but the roofs of the Hechol are Kadosh. The roofs of Hechol being Kadosh are based off of a Pasuk, and our main discussion is about the tunnels underneath the Hechol. There was a whole bunch of different tunnels. Remember, we're talking about Har Abayis, which is a har, it's a mountain, and there was many different tunnels and pathways carved out of that mountain. So those are considered chol. And Rav Yimi says, "B'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, Masni Samar Ken." There's actually a Mishnah Maseches Tami that tells us this. The following describes a tunnel that led to a mikvah, and what also did it have there? Madura Haisasham. There was a madura, bonfire there for those who went to the mikvah to warm up after they came out of the cold water. And also, Besa Kisei Shel Kavod. There was a Besa Kisei of Kavod over there. V'zahay Kavodai. This is its Kavod, its honor. This is why it's called the Besa Kisei Shel Kavod, because it wasn't an open Besa Kisei. There was a door over there. Mitzay Nol Yidei Sheisham Adam. If the Kain who went to use the restroom found that it was closed, it must be there's a person there. Whereas Basuch, if it was open, Yadua She'ein Sham Adam, then it's obvious that there's no one there. That's why it's being called Beis Kisei Kavod. Now the tentative proof is, since we have a bathroom in this tunnel, it must be this tunnel is not Kadosh, because how else would we be able to have a bathroom there? However, Omer Yezer Reza says, what's the raya? V'chitzaya Toma, is excrement Tame? No, V'aloy Ein El Nikias. The only issue is Nikias, cleanliness, but it's not Tame. And therefore, from here, we don't have a raya that the tunnels underneath the Beis Hamikdash and Har Abayis are not Kadosh. It could be they were Kadosh, and the only reason why there's a bathroom there is for cleanliness, because the bathroom's inside the tunnel as opposed to out of it. Now, V'yedam Ardas, where was this said, meaning where's the raya that these mechilas, these tunnels underneath, are not considered Kadosh, is actually from the first part of this Mishnah that we quoted. It refers to a Kain who's sleeping in the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was part of the Beis Hamikdash compound. There was a room that had a big fire in it to warm the Kaihanim when they were doing Avodah, and also that's where the Kaihanim would sleep. And let's say one of the Kaihanim woke up and he discovered he was a Balkari, so he has to leave the Beis Hamikdash right away. You're not allowed to be a Balkari in the Beis Hamikdash. And what does the Mishnah tell us? He goes out and he walks through the tunnel, which goes underneath the Bira, and there are candles or lamps lit here and there so that he's able to see where he's going in this tunnel, Achu Megila Beis HaTefillah, until he reaches the Beis HaTefillah. Now here's the Raya. Im Kodeshu Yelchlei B'Ktsara. If these tunnels were Kadosh, so then he should go the shortest way. We know that a Kohen who's Tameh has to leave the Beis HaMikdash the shortest way possible. But here the Mishnah is telling us that if he finds that he's a Balkari, he goes right away into this tunnel. He takes his long circuitous route through all the twists and turns in order to get to the mikvah. But if that tunnel was Kadosh, he shouldn't be allowed to do that. That's traveling a very long distance to get to mikvah. He should run the shortest distance to a mikvah, not take this tunnel. It must be that the tunnel is not Kadosh. And now we've got Halacha Gimel. This Mishnah teaches us a new din that we have not had yet. Shtei chaburos hayu oichos bayis echad. Two chaburos that are eating in one house. Let's say we have a bunch of families that decided to rent one house in Yerushalayim for Pesach. They're going to all stay there together. Maybe it's a big house and there's plenty of rooms. And these were multiple chaburos that were not all eating from the same Karm Pesach. That's not a problem. They are allowed to eat together in the same house in the same room. We just have to make sure that they do not look like they're eating together, because there's an isser for one person to eat in two chaburos. You're only allowed to be registered to one chabura, and therefore, when we have two chaburos eating in the same room, we have to make sure that it's very clear who's part of which chabura, so it doesn't look like one guy is eating in two different chaburos. What do they do therefore? A Each chabura turns their faces away from the other one and they eat, and that where they're clearly separated. And furthermore, the hot water urn is in between them, making a divider. Now there is a partial chiddush here that the servant who's serving both of these chaburas, and he's actually part of only one of them, but he's serving both of them, he's allowed to take water from this mecham and serve both chaburas. It's still considered like it's a divider in between them. Now we continue talking about the servant. When the servant is going to dilute somebody's wine in the other chabura that he's not part of, he has to close his mouth and turn his face, meaning he should be facing his own chabura until he reaches his chabura and then he can eat. And the reason why he has to do this is because if while he's serving people from the other chabura, his mouth is open, it might look like that he's eating with them, and that's obviously a problem, as we just said, because he's really part of the other chabura. And lastly, the Mishnah says, a kala who's eating as part of this chabura, she just got married, she's fresh, she could turn her face away and eat because she's the center of attention and she's a little bit embarrassed to eat, so she could turn around and eat. Now the Gemara discusses two different Isurim. Isur number one is a pasuk beferush that tells us don't bring the Karban Pesach outside the house that it's in, and Isur number two is bring the Karban Pesach from one chabura to another. As we just said, it's asur to eat in two different chaburas. So the Gemara tells us, Ksiv, the pasuk says, Loi soitzi min habayis min habasar chutza, don't take from the meat outside of the house, and ainli al chutz labayis. I only know from here that meat of the Karban Pesach is not allowed to be taken outside the house that it's in. Chutz l'chabura minayin. How do I know it's not allowed to be taken out of the chabura and brought to a different chabura even within the same house? So Tam Loimar is because the pasuk says Loi soitzi chutza. It's a double lashon. Notice the pasuk says Loi soitzi min habayis min habasar chutza. Really, the pasuk could have just said Loi soitzi min habayis. Don't take it out of the house. From the fact that we have this emphasis of chutza outside, that word means don't take it outside of the chabura into a different one, even though you're within the same house. And a review then clarifies. Mikan, from here we learn she'im hoitzi chutz chabura shem is chayiv, that if he brings meat from the Karban Pesach from this chabura to another one, even inside the same house, he's chayiv. Now Omer of Mon Rav asks on this, if that's really true, Yomer Karaya, all the pasuk should say is loy soiti chutza, don't take it outside, venan amrin, then we'd be able to say from there, im chutz chabura shum is chayiv, lakol shekein chutz labayis, if he's going to be chayiv, simply taking meat from one chabura to another, even within the same house, so of course he's going to be chayiv taking it outside of the house. Why does the pasuk even have to say the word bayis? It could just say loy soiti chutza, and it doesn't have to say loy soiti min habayis chutza. However, sounds like Rav on top, Rav Imi asks a question, which Mela shows how Rav Manu's question is not valid. Let's say, a person took meat from one chabura to another, that's a proper girsa, in between two different homes. Chayiv shtayim, would he be chayiv two different isurim? Number one, mishum loy soitzi min habayis, the isur of taking it out of the house, and mishum loy soitzi chutza, for the isur of taking it from one chabura to another, would he be chayiv both, or would he only chayiv one? Now, based off this question of Imi, it's obvious that Rav Manu's question doesn't stand, because the only way this question could be asked in the first place is if we have the full pasuk, loy soitzi min habayis chutza, so that we could ask, if he takes it out of the house to a different chabura, would he be chayiv two separate lavin? But according to Rav Manu's suggestion that we shouldn't even have the word bias, Rav Imi's question is not even valid. So we see from Rav Imi's question that Rav Manu's question is not good. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.